Yo, man, there's been a kind of legendary saying around that says, no sacrifice, no victory. But the truth of the matter is that without the necessary sacrifices and discipline to achieve whatever you want out of life, it's probably not going to happen. Let's talk about it, man, how to sacrifice is mandatory for the reward. The Kyron Montero Show, Season 4, Episode Number 4. Let go. Hope y'all doing all right, man. They think we my new single, Stand on Business, available now. Let go.
Stand on business, say you with your chest. Me no disrespect.
Hey, just direct.
We impacting culture, that means we a threat. We the movement, fights while going crazy.
They think we possess.
I told Freeza we gon' make decisions. Me,
we cutting chest. Hey, stand on business.
Say you with your chest. Me no disrespect.
Hey, just direct.
We impacting culture, that means we a threat. We the movement, fights while going crazy. They think we possess.
Say, I told Freeza we gon'.
Decisions mean we
cutting chest.
Need me to beat on my body that industry full of these copycats.
Let's go.
Call me the gold, I said roger that.
Say engage your label, no stopping that zone in the list.
Fights why we standing on business.
Most of you rappers just gimmicks, we bringing it back.
Most people thought we was finished.
Taking our time for a second, we about to go get it and we on a mission.
We run the game, that's a takeaway.
The devil be playing, but we got finesse. Just like Kobe on the fadeaway. What's going on, man? My name is Kyron Montero, man. Welcome to the Kyron Montero Show, Season 4, Episode Number 4, I believe, sacrifice is mandatory for the reward. Let's go, man. Almost lost my train of thought for a second. Yeah, Season 4, Episode Number 4, man. The title, sacrifice is mandatory for the reward, man. I want to make sure that y'all know that the Kyron Montero Show is available on all platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, which Google Podcasts is now converted into YouTube, iHeartRadio, all of the major platforms of podcasts exist that the podcast is available there. So make sure that you go check it out. I want to give y'all another round of applause for tuning in. Thank y'all, man. Also, I got another podcast that is just specific to music production, audio production, called The Board Talk Podcast. With Kyron Montero. Make sure that y'all go check that out for all of my musicians and music producers and podcasters and stuff like that. My Kyron Montero podcast is more specifically just for more general practical kind of stuff for people to apply to life. So, yo, I was having some conversations with my homie Philip Boyd, a.k.a. Big Freeza, who is the A&R director at our record label, currently Engage Records LLC, and I was talking to him and over kind of some stages of different conversations, we just kind of was drawn back to how it's necessary to sacrifice to get to where you want to go. And this is not aimed at anybody that's trying to be necessarily an entrepreneur, but any goals that you have in life, rather it's on your job, it's in your family, starting a business, it could be health related and fitness related, whatever it is, whatever goal that you have in life, whatever that reward that you have for yourself in life is, most of the time, almost all, if not all of the time, if you are not willing to sacrifice, you're probably not going to be where you want to be. And you're probably not going to be able to obtain that reward. And it's crazy the amount of people that I come across in life who say that they want this, they say that they want that, but yet the real sacrifice to really get to where they want to be at, they're not willing to do that. They may do it for a day or two, they may do it for a month or two, but to consistently have that dog in them and have that fighter and have that drive in them, they don't have it. If you want to be successful at obtaining whatever your reward is, then you got to know that sacrifice is mandatory for the reward. So I'm going to be quick, and then I'm going to be out your face. It's going to be a quick episode, but I think that this quick episode is going to obtain a lot of gems and push a lot of people to be greater at whatever it is that they're trying to achieve, all right? Point number one, only you can determine what the reward is for yourself. Let me say that again. Only you can determine what the reward is for yourself. Nobody else can define whatever that reward is for you. You know, if you're a visionary, establishing and creating that vision, that, you know, that business for entrepreneurs and visionaries. Like I said, it could be health and fitness related. Maybe you want to hit the gym and you want to be this certain, you want your body toned up like this, you want to weigh this amount. Maybe you want to achieve something at your job. Maybe you want to go back to school and you want to do this. Whatever the goal is, whatever that reward that you had in your mind, only you can set that. Don't do the comparison game. Don't try to be something that you're not. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Only you can determine what that is for yourself. It's very important that you know that and you don't give other people that rule and that control over your life in those areas. That's point number one. Point number two, without defining the reward, your journey has no direction. That's good. Point number two, without defining the reward, your journey has no direction, right? So if you don't define what the reward is, you're kind of just shooting in the dark. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to work hard and then feel like you don't know where you're aiming. That's not a good existence. You know what I'm saying? To be working, to be fighting for something, but yet in sacrifice for something, but you don't know what you're fighting for. You're just doing it. You don't want to be counterproductive. Define where you're trying to go. You need to have direction to what that is. All right. Point number three, setting goals and boundaries to obtain the reward is a necessity. Ooh, that's real good. Setting goals and boundaries to obtain the reward is necessary. I'm sorry. Setting goals and boundaries to obtain the reward is a necessity. You got to be able to set goals. Once you define what that reward is, where you're trying to go, once you know the direction where you're trying to go, you got to set some goals and some boundaries. You got to be strategic on how you want to get there, what you want to accomplish and stuff, and how you're going to do that and what it's going to take. And then you got to set boundaries on that. And that goes into point number four. Point number four is you will lose things and people along the journey. Let me say that again. You will lose things and people along the journey. Let's park here for a little bit. There's a lot of people that have that desire to go places, man. They want to go places in life. I truly believe that. I know people personally. They want to go places in life. They want to be great. They got talent in these areas. They got expertise in these areas. But they are not willing to set boundaries on where they're trying to go. AKA meaning cutting certain people off. Cutting certain things. Hey, man, if you're trying to accomplish this, you probably can't hang out all the time. So you might suffer socially. Yeah, and if you got real friends, they'll understand. Hey, bro, sis, she on the grind. And I respect what they're doing, and I love them. I want to see them successful. Me accomplishing some of the things that I've been able to accomplish and what I'm aiming towards, it's a lot of sacrifice in all different areas, financially, socially, even spiritually and emotionally at times. It can drain the life out of you sometimes. But, I mean, balance is definitely important. So I'm not saying just go be dumb out here and don't have balance and structure in your life. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to be willing to give up things and people that are not beneficial to the obtaining a reward, right? Especially if you're working a full-time job and then trying to do things outside of that full-time job. And you're a parent, you're a husband and a wife, and you're doing this and you're doing that. You gotta chisel down, man. You're not gonna have enough time and energy in the day if you really want to be effective at obtaining whatever that reward is for you. So you gotta be willing to let go of some people, and you gotta be willing to let go of some things. That's just mandatory. Which goes into point number five: cut loose unnecessary dead weight that is not needed. Let me say that one more time. Cut loose unnecessary dead weight that is not needed. I'll be the first person to say I have been a person that has had people around that has had held on to things that's just not healthy and not beneficial, and it has hindered me towards success. Yes, I've been able to achieve a lot of great things, but it's not near the level where I believe I'm going to end up at in the end. And I possibly could have been there or obtained certain things quicker if I would have sacrificed and been more focused and not been on BS so much, if you want to say. Sometimes you gotta cut dead weight out. It sucks, but that's a part of the sacrifice of getting where you want to go. Very important. Point number six, be strategic, realistic, and consistent towards the reward. Let me say that one more time. Point number six, be strategic, realistic, and consistent towards the reward. Once again, in setting those goals, you got to be strategic. That's important. You got to know how. You got to make plans and how you're going to move. You got to be strategic. But also, you got to be realistic. Being delusional is a problem in obtaining the goals and the rewards that we set as people in our life. Be realistic at the end of the day. Steph Curry is not going to try to mimic his career after Shaquille O'Neal. It's unrealistic. He's not big enough. You know what I'm saying? He plays a totally different position. He brings a whole nother value to the game. Steph Curry is not going to try to be Shaquille O'Neal. Steph Curry is going to be the greatest version of Steph Curry that he can be. You have to be realistic at who you are, what you can and cannot do, what your strengths or weaknesses are, what you do and don't need to be around, the kind of energy and people you do and don't need to be around. You got to be realistic. And then you got to be consistent. After you're being realistic with yourself and you've been strategic with yourself, you need to be consistent. Don't just have drive for an hour. Don't just be motivated and driven for a day and then you fall off for the next 3 months to a year. I know people like that. That's whack. Stay consistent. Either go hard or go home. Point blank. Last point, number seven. Be willing to do whatever it takes to obtain a reward. Number seven, one more time. Be willing to do whatever it takes that is necessary to obtain a reward. If you say you want to achieve something, if you say that you want to be certain places in life, you need to be willing to sacrifice and do whatever it's going to take. Point blank, period. I don't care what nobody says. If you're not willing to sacrifice, what is the point of saying that you want to do it? So, man, I just wanted to encourage people today, man, that sacrifice is mandatory to obtain a reward. But this is some Monday motivation. Today's date is April 8th, 2024. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be going through 2024 and just continuing to still have the vision alive and still obtaining and achieving great things. So round of applause, man, to y'all. We definitely appreciate y'all, man. Make sure that you like and subscribe to the podcast on YouTube if you want to see high definition videos. Make sure that you check the podcast out on all major platforms where podcasts exist at. Make sure you follow me at Kyron Montero on all social media like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. Also the website KyronMontero.com. Check out my brand new single called Stand On Business featuring the homie Damon Nee that just dropped March 7th, I believe it was, 2024. So it's been out about a month, and we're gonna end out on that, man. Remember, man, if you want to obtain the goal, you want to obtain the reward at whatever it is you set in life, sacrifice is mandatory, man. You gotta stand on business, man.
Stand on business, say it with you. Mean no disrespect. School, school, school. Yeah, I stand on business, say it with you. Mean no disrespect. Just don't wait. We ain't got to. That means where you
say this the movement.
They think where you school, school. Yeah, yeah. Stand on business, say it with your chest. Mean no disrespect. Just direct. We impacting culture, that means we a threat. We the movement, fights while going crazy. They think we possess. I told Freeza we gon' make decisions, mean we cutting chests.
Say stand on business,
say you with your chest.
Mean no disrespect.
We impacting culture, that means we a threat. We the movement, fights.
fight squad going crazy. They think we possess.
Otto Freeza. Cutting shit. Hey. Make sure that y'all like, subscribe, share it to the podcast, man. All of that stuff, man. One more time. Remember, in order to obtain the reward, in order to achieve the goal, sacrifice is mandatory. It's necessary. It's a must. Ain't no other way around it, man. All right, man. Blessings to y'all.